The following episode may contain sensitive content. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome. This is The Show Must Go On.
No, that was beautiful! No! That was perfect!
Oh, boy.
Okay, go back.
Yeah! You got it.
I gotta
that was
focus.
Perfect, too.
Hello. Fuck, I lost it.
You can, I believe in you.
Okay. Hello. And welcome. This is The Show Must Go On. My name is Nikki.
And I'm Tracy.
And we are here to judge all of the actions of everyone in the world. What's that fucked up?
Everybody. We're like God. We're omniscient. We see everything. We know everything.
We have major God complex in this podcast. We think we know everything, and oh God, that felt so good and professional.
That was beautiful.
If only I can do that all the time. I'm sure
you can.
I'm sure that's like once in a lifetime or once in a few weeks, you know, that way, you know, I keep them intrigued every time they come in to the show. How was your Labor Day weekend, Trace?
It was good. I went to Disney World with my mother.
Fun. Okay, which part?
It was fun. It was a different experience. So I know you know this, Nikki, but I don't think our listeners know that a few weeks ago, my mother injured her foot.
Right.
Yeah. So she tripped. She didn't fall. She just tripped, and she did something to the, like, tendons or something.
God, Jennifer.
So she was wearing a boot the whole time. So we had to take it really slow.
Okay.
Which, that's fine.
And she did not get on a wheelchair?
No.
Or a little scooty scoot?
No. And we talked about it.
You know what's so funny? That the people that need it won't do it.
Oh, I know. And there were times when it was like, oh, you can do this thing that'll make it easier. And she's, no. And I said, Mom, do it. Like, no one ever offers you these things ever. So take it.
I would be taking advantage of that. Like,
tell me,
crazy.
Tell me about it. I know. She's stubborn. I wonder where I get it from.
I also like for lines.
Yeah.
I'd be like, she can't stand for too long.
I know.
Can we go ahead?
I know. We didn't go on any rides.
Okay, yeah. So which parks did you go to?
So we went to Epcot because they just started their food and wine festival. Yeah.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we just took our time. We had a few things. And then the next.
Wait, favorite food.
Oh, boy. They actually had some good stuff this time. Not that they don't, but...
Yeah.
You know, I'm really simple. They had these fried pickle spears.
Where in the American Pavilion?
No, they were at the Odyssey, which is that,
okay,
that building that's, like, near Test Track and...
Yep.
Delicious. They had wings too,
okay,
but I'm not like a huge wings person. You might like something on their menu, but
okay.
I mean, fried, love it. I love pickles. You either love them or you hate them. I love them.
Yeah,
so they were really
I'm not
good.
A pickle person, so
I know. I always eat your pickle.
Anytime
you would go to like a diner, it was like
I'm like, here you go,
thank you, extra pickle, I'll take it. And we did.
And where else did you guys go?
Animal Kingdom the next day.
Fun.
Yeah, so it was good. And then we saw Drawn to Life, the Cirque du Soleil show at Disney Springs.
How was that?
It was really good.
Yeah?
It was really good. I mean, it had, like, a good story throughout. It was very heartwarming. Mm. And then, of course, you have these people who are doing these incredible tricks and just feats.
My gosh, so, they're so good.
Yeah, there were a few times I was like, oh, God. So...
Yeah,
it was great, and it was different, you know, just to, and I'm glad we did it, because it was like an hour and a half just to sit, so that was good.
Okay. Well, that's great.
Yeah, we didn't go, like, too crazy, but it was good. How was your weekend?
Okay. It was good. I drank way too much. We went to DR, and every time we go to the DR, we drink too much. But it's also because, you know, it's such a chill place. It was, like, ranked this past year the happiest place on earth.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm surprised it's not every year. Dominicans are, like, the most chill people, you know, lay back.
Yeah.
Everyone is happy. You can be broke, but you're still happy. People are always hustling, but happy.
That's true.
You know? And... We were in the north part of DR, Terrenas. We went with a group of friends. I only saw my little sister. I didn't even see my family. Like, I went there on vacation, mm-hmm. you know? And we went to an island. Like, we got a catamaran. We went to an island. It was just a lot of fun. A lot of, like, chill, relaxing, you know? It's so funny that we are... Whoa, was that thunder?
Oh, I didn't hear it.
Holy shit. Oh my god, I have clothes out there.
Oh no.
Hold on.
Pause.
Hold on. Honey, can you bring my clothes in, please? They are in the balcony. Damn, that was so fucking loud.
I'm shocked. I didn't hear it.
Wow. I have no words. Okay. At the 6-minute mark.
Gosh.
So, yeah, we had so much fun, you know, and I was just thinking that we're all so, you know, we're in our 30s. I still think that's young, and there was not one day that we weren't in bed before 11.
Oh, I think 11. All yeah, no, us. But I think 11 is perfect. That's, like, late enough.
Yeah.
But not so late where it's like, now you can relax a little bit, go to bed at a decent time, and then you can get up at a decent time.
Yep.
So nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, and we were getting up by 7 a.m. Everyone was up, like, breakfast, you know? And then let's go to the beach. And yeah, Terrenas is just, I don't want to say it too much because I don't want it to get commercialized.
Yeah, I
get it's that. It's just like, it's just a nice spot. There's not many hotels. It's more like local businesses. It's just houses. You just Airbnb them, you know, and there's a lot of rules there to keep everything, like, clean, you know, because mm-hmm. they know if it goes too crazy, it could be a disaster.
Right.
But, yeah, so much fun. We got back on Monday. We left on Thursday. Yes. And then, you know how it is. This is my only thing always is either the pillow or the bed. Oh, man. One day. I mean, I don't think it's going to happen because I'm just, like, not there anymore. I'm going to have to bring my pillow everywhere.
Got it.
Because it just kind of ruins the sleep for me.
Yeah.
But thank goodness for alcohol because I did sleep well because of that.
There you go. Hey. You gotta have something because it's like the back pain right? and.
Oh my god, there's always something. Yeah. I'm so tired of that. Oh my god.
Getting older.
You would think.
Sucks. And sucks. Like, we're not that old, yeah. So fuck
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
I'm
screwed. So to the listeners out there, if you're on your 20s and you're like, oh, this hurts, I'm like, shut the fuck up, because you don't know what's coming, and enjoy the little pain that you have right now, because mm-hmm. it's not even close of how it's gonna be. But we had a great time. Good. And I'm excited to probably do it again next year. I actually am going again in January for Tat's birthday.
Nice.
It's over there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was it. It was fun.
Good.
So much fun.
Excellent. We love fun, weekend. Relaxing weekends.
Mm-hmm. Now, I wanted to bring up a bunch of trailers that came out. I did not watch them all completely because I get so stressed out. Like, I don't want it to be ruined for me.
Yeah, I get that.
You know? So, a new trailer came out for Beetlejuice, which actually comes out in, like, a week or two. Mm-hmm. The movie. But it really got already a good score on Rotten Tomatoes. It's already on 80%. And I think that's fucking great.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Because it just came out,
right.
For like the critics. I also saw this trailer. I saw completely because I had no idea what it was about. It's called Night Bitch.
It's
Amy Adams,
based off a book.
Oh, there. Have you read the book?
It's sitting on my TBR shelf.
Okay,
so I will. Okay. I will read it. So, yeah,
you'll read that eventually. Yeah, so. You can tell me if you like it or not. Watching the trailer, even in the trailer, I was like, wait, where is this going? What is happening? Like, how, what? And you know, Amy Adams is such a good actress, you know? So I'm excited to see what it's going to be about, because in the trailer, there's a lot going on, but they don't give you much.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So... There was also a trailer for Nobody Wants This with Kristen Bell. I didn't watch the whole thing because, again, that one felt like it was going to give me the whole movie. Mm-hmm. And I was like, let me hold back.
Yeah.
And then I did see the trailer for The Perfect Couple with Nicole Kidman. That's a Netflix movie, if I'm not mistaken.
Also based off of a book.
Or a series. Oh, there you go.
I think it's a movie. It seems like it's a movie.
Okay, but it's Netflix.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's Nicole Kidman. She doesn't do that many series unless it's a big deal.
Right.
And then the last one was trailer for Monsters, which is the Melendez story of the kids that... the brothers that shot their parents.
Right.
And I know that story already because I've seen many documentaries. So I'm excited to, you know, see where that one is going. Mm. And like the actors, how good they're going to be.
Right.
There's a bunch of shit coming out.
Yeah. Yeah. 'Tis the season.
You know? And we know in November it's going to be nuts.
With like the Oscars.
The awards.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, and I started watching today. Only Murders in the Building.
I'm waiting
a
little bit.
Episode one. Okay.
Yeah, I'm waiting a little bit, and then because I know I'm going to want to binge it.
Oh, they're not all out?
I think they only release, like, three episodes, oh, and then it's weekly. Yes, exactly, okay. And then it's weekly. So that's why I'm, like, waiting.
Okay, I'll hold back.
Yep. Yep,
I'll hold back.
It's hard.
And... Kinds of Kindness is available to stream.
Everyone's favorite.
Hulu. Shout out to Giovanni.
Joe's favorite movie, Kinds of Kindness.
Exactly. It's available to stream. So, Joe, if you're listening, you can actually watch it now rather than forgetting to talk about it or forgetting that we actually talked about it.
I think it's on Hulu, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, or Disney Plus, which is the same. Right. But that's pretty much it. That's all I have for today.
Have you watched anything?
Not really, because I was away. I do want to rewatch Lady in the Lake. I definitely do want to rewatch it because I feel like I missed a lot.
Yeah.
But no, I just have Dance Moms in the background. Right now. And again, I just watched today one episode of Only Murders in the Building. And what we're discussing today. What about you? Did you watch anything else extra?
Yeah, not really. Okay. I got sucked into the last couple episodes of The Bachelorette. My mom was watching it.
Okay.
Yeah, but I was.
It's not the golden one.
No, that's.
There's so many.
That
now.
Starts on the 18th, and actually, I do want to watch that because there's just something very sweet about like a second love. You know.
I know, but that first couple didn't make it.
They did not. Already. They did not, and I feel like it. It is hard too because a lot of them have their kids and grandkids, and they're sort of like set up and they're. Life, you know, like they have a house that they feel like they're probably gonna live in till the end and like their family is there, so I feel like the logistics of it are difficult, so maybe that's why it didn't work out.
But maybe
I have high hopes.
But did you like the Bachelorette this season?
So I only watched like the last couple of episodes. Literally, it was like the three guys, and then she pared it down to two. Like, that's literally all I saw. But the final two guys, I think, were a terrible choice. One guy, he's not ready for a relationship, definitely needs therapy. And then the guy that she ended up choosing is ugly. On the outside and on the inside. Like, he was definitely there for his 15 minutes of fame. Because they had the last episode, you know, it shows her, like, the guy's meeting her family. Yeah. And then, like, the proposal and everything. And before they even showed the proposal, it was, like, her backstage. Because, you know, they do it live. It's, like, her backstage. And you can see she's crying. So you're like, oh, shit did not go well. So before they even showed the proposal, they had her come out. Her name is Jen. And she basically explained that she picked this guy, Devin. And that when they had left Hawaii, because that's where they were, he just started, like, pulling away from her and basically ghosted her and then broke off the engagement. And it was, like, less than 2 months. So that's how you know. I'm sorry. Like, he was...
What a piece of shit.
Yeah, like, he was not in it for her.
Oh, I want to know how that reunion's going to go.
And he had the... had the balls to show up. Is what is crazy to me.
Also, it already
happened. Oh, yeah. Like, he had some cojones to show up and then try to defend himself. And you know, a woman scorned. Mm-mm. Like, she was... has... That girl has receipts. I'm telling you, she's got the text.
Yep.
She was coming at him with like, oh, we broke up and 2 days later you're following some girl on Instagram. She said her name. I'm assuming it's someone who's in the Bachelor Nation.
In the Bachelor.
Like, I haven't watched all of them, so I don't know who everybody is. But
I know. I stopped The Bachelor so long ago.
Oh, totally. But yeah, so he's like following girls on Instagram and sliding into their DMs, and then he was like clubbing in New York and doing all this. So it's like, you're not upset about the breakup, you know?
No,
I don't know.
Also, like,
Pab,
don't be so basic. Like,
he was
gross. Did you want to be the good guy?
I know. Yeah, no.
Ugh. So annoying.
Yeah. So I feel bad for her because she said that she has a track record of just picking guys who aren't good for her or like emotionally unavailable. And it's
so
like.
So next time she has to go with the opposite of her gut.
Exactly. Because she did have some really good guys there, it seemed like. Even like when I saw the top three and I was like, the one guy that she should be picking, she sent home. And I was like, what are you doing? But. She said it. She has problems picking good men. So I hope after this that she really learns. But, you know.
I hope so, too.
It's hard out there.
Wow.
So good luck, Jen.
Look at us talking about reality TV.
I know. I don't watch.
Who are we?
Yeah, I don't watch, like, a ton of reality TV. And that's, I watch competition shows. Because you know me, I like Master Chef and stuff like that. Yeah, but yeah. Reality, not so much.
Mm. But so you don't like watch Love is Blind? Or The Circle? They are competition shows, though.
That's, well, Love is Blind, yeah. That's like, that's more reality. I watch it so I can roll my eyes and just be
and
so...
And judge. And feel good about yourself.
And be so thankful that I'm just not in a relationship and I don't give a shit about that. So, because it's difficult dating. I mean, we've been there and...
I get it.
Fucking over it. I have been, what, for like almost 7 years, 8 years, I've been dated and I'm fine. So.
Look at you. The happiest. There was, mm-hmm. I saw a TikTok that said, have you ever been so traumatized about your previous relationship that it gets to the point that you feel like you're asexual? And it's this girl telling it. And she's like, no, you're not. You're probably just traumatized. She's like, I thought I was asexual for years. And then I met a good guy.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow. And then I went on the comments, of course, because the comments are fucking great. Mm-hmm. And everyone, I was like, I am here in my asexual era right now. Can't wait to get where you are.
That's true. Yeah.
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 It's basically just bad experience that you've had before. So you prefer to be by yourself.
Instead of unhappy. You know? Yeah, for sure. Exactly. Like, I don't need the drama. I don't need the bullshit. So...
100%. I believe it. Okay.
Oh.
So are we ready?
After my tangent of The Bachelorette. Sorry.
I know, right?
We're not talking
Let
about that today.
Let me do a nice little segue.
Uh-huh, yeah. Well, because, I mean, men are
so many chimps out there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so the documentary we're discussing today is Crazy Chimp. And it is on HBO Max. And I am so glad Tracy suggested that because, wow. There's so much to unpack. We're actually going to do a part one and a part two because we kind of fucked up the dates. But that's okay because there's actually a lot to say about this.
I'll take accountability. I fucked up the day. I thought there were only going to be three episodes because that's kind of the trend that happens with HBO where it's like a three-parter and you're done. And I was like, oh, okay, great. Like the third part is coming out Sunday and then we can talk about it. Mm-hmm. You know, we record on Wednesdays. And then Nikki finished the episode before me. She was like, there's an episode missing. And I was like, fuck. Oops.
We're a team. So if you fucked up, we fucked up. Don't worry about it. Okay, so... T is going to tell you guys the synopsis of this show before we judge.
It's a little bonkers. I had never heard of any of this. So
me fucking either.
Right. So it's Chimp Crazy, and it's basically about a former nurse turned exotic animal broker. Her name is Tanya Haddix. And it just follows her and how she spends her days caring for animals in captivity. However, her love for one chimpanzee, his name is Tonka in particular, spins into a wild cat and mouse game with authorities and an animal rights group. So, of course, that would be PETA. So, let's get into it.
And it was, there's a lot. It was directed by Eric Good, which is the same guy that directed and created, I want to say, Tiger King.
Which I love.
I don't know if you guys remember. It was amazing through pandemic.
Oh,
and
boy.
It brought us all back to life. Mm-hmm. And it was everything we were talking about. Yeah. But what I was going to say before we get into it is, like, let's talk about Tanya's tan.
Oh, and her lip fillers and her big wigs. Eyelashes and the wigs. Like, you can tell so hard that her hair is fake.
She, also the way that she's like getting it done, the lips, and she's like, I like how he does it because he looks natural. I'm like, girl, baby. Like, what we doing here? Because that isn't looking natural.
No. But all...
And with her matching sweatsuit.
Although, they do show pictures of her when she's younger, and I will say...
She looks so good.
I was going to say, I actually prefer her with the fake lips and the...
With the lips?
Not that she was unattractive, but... Just little plain Jane.
The pictures are like black and white, so we don't really, you know, like we don't get a lot. But I think she looked way younger.
Well, yeah.
You know, I feel like she's making herself look really fucking old.
It's like she's one of those women where when I used to shop here at Forever 21 and they look like Tanya and they just pine for those days of yore when they were 21 and they're still trying to dress like it and look like it. It makes me really sad.
Wait, it only gets worse because this is what she reminded me of. You remember the movie There's Something About Mary with Cameron Diaz?
Oh, yes, her neighbor with the dog.
That was her. That's all I thought about. I was like, that is... tanning and like her skin is so it's like like you think that's all they've done in the past 10 years just get sun on their skin.
I mean kind of isn't at one point she's like bleh, 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 with the dog. I mean that's basically Tanya with the monkeys.
Yes, like, yeah. Oh god it was exactly the same. I was like, this is the lady from There's Something About Mary.
Definitely that energy.
Which is, by the way, one of the greatest fucking 90s movies
it's good.
There's ever been. Mm-hmm. It's so fucking funny. Yeah. Like, wow, if you guys haven't watched it, because you're probably like Gen Z or whatever, you need to like look it up and give it a watch. It's with Ben Stiller.
Cameron Diaz.
It's just so fucking good. Cameron Diaz, beautiful. An amazing movie. Yeah. Okay, so let's... go back to our girl, Tanya Haddix. Or how do you say it?
Haddix? Yeah.
Is it Haddix? Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's just dive into that first episode where, you know, she doesn't own that place. She was just helping the owner.
She was volunteering,
She was volunteering and, you know, there was something that I didn't know. I didn't know any of this, by the way. Because it just, there's like a trend with all the people that have worked with chimpanzees. They all say that you fall in love with them. All of them. There's not one person that hasn't said like, oh, it's fine. No. It's like there's this connection. And something that blew my mind, Trace, in it, was that they said that like, I'm going to fuck this up hard. So it was either... we are 98.4 chimpanzee or they are 98.4 human.
They
something like that.
They share like 98% DNA with humans.
Yeah, like something super, super high. Mm-hmm. DNA 100%. Yeah, I forgot to say the word DNA. Right. But I don't know if it's like us or them, something like that. But it's really fucking high, you know? And the way they were saying that it's just like a baby that, you know, never quote unquote grows, you know, because they still stay attached to you. They don't go away. But all I kept thinking is like, they don't go away because you don't let them, you know, which is so sad. And going back to it, in that first episode, they explain that love, you know, that nurturing that happens between them. But I just wanted to talk about that one person. I don't think it was Tanya, it was somebody else that was feeding their baby and the baby chimpanzee on the other boob. Do you remember?
Yes.
You see, there's so much to unpack. I was like, the psychological trauma, the consequences that, I have no words.
I can't remember who it was now, but she said that one of the chimps, when he was born, he was, like, premature, and he was basically going to die, so she had just given birth to her daughter. So she was like, I have the milk. So it was the husband in the interview. And he was like, I walked in and she's got our daughter on one booby and the chimp on the other. You know what it was? It was when they were talking about, I think it was in Pendleton, Oregon. Sorry, go fake here.
Of course.
Like, really small but, town. Like,
listen to these towns. Yeah, it's like Missouri. Like, you know, mm-hmm. like, this really small places. I'm like, do these people have any access to, you know, information?
I don't think so. It's like, you got to do what you got to do. Because, I mean, the chimp is fine. Like, he...
Imagine you being, like, the daughter of that lady, and you coming in, and you see your mom breastfeeding a fucking monkey. Like,
They're 98%, like, human, so...
The repercussions that has. No, no, no.
Tastes like melons.
No. Oh, my God. I have... No fucking words. And yeah, that kind of like traumatized me. And I feel like we see all of that on that first episode because they're trying to show us kind of like the connection and the obsession between, you know, the these women and these kids.
That's how much they love them.
Because that they call them kids. Yes. Like, they're like, oh, the kids. And I'm like, that is a chimpanzee. That's not a human person.
It's an animal. A wild animal. Like, it's not even a domesticated animal, you know?
Thank you. Ugh. Thank you. So, yeah, they talk. I forgot about the name of the owner of that place.
The one that Tanya works for? Connie. Yeah. Connie.
Mm-hmm. So she kind of takes... Tanya kind of takes, you know, control of her place. Which is the Prime Foundation, I guess?
Well, it was like a chimp party.
Yeah, and then they switched the name. Right,
so first it was like she would get like one chimp and then another chimp. And then Tonka, who is actually in movies and commercials and sort of becomes like famous in Hollywood... And that's sort of how she's making money. And then she starts this chimp party. So it's like you can rent out chimps and she'll show up with a chimpanzee to a birthday party or anniversary. And it's like, oh, you can cuddle with the chimpanzee and he'll, you know, eat a piece of cake or whatever.
Oh, my God. When one of them, I don't think it was Tonka. It was another one that like pulls the babies leg down.
Yeah.
I'm like, if that's not your first sign that this is not okay, come on.
I know.
And listen, a kid would actually do that, you know? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Pull a baby's leg. But
it's aggressive.
That's an animal. So like, how can you trust a wild animal to be like, you know, in control?
Right.
Of their actions. They're not. Right. That's why they're called wild animals.
Because they said, I forgot who it was, but they say, maybe it was PETA, that it's like the first 3 years, you know, they're still babies, so they're not very aggressive. But once they get past that point, it's like their natural instincts are gonna kick in.
Yeah.
And especially if they're held in captivity.
Captivity. They don't get any exercises done.
They're not, like, free to roam.
Specifically, like, I kept thinking about, there was that, well, we'll go to it soon. But before I get into that one, you see these monkeys go from baby to, like, middle age, or like in their 30s. In middle age is not the right word because they do live as honest humans, but you know, they're in their 30s, and the selfishness of keeping them because they're fulfilling your happiness and you're not putting this animal into the wild or like in a sanctuary where they belong, you know, so they can be themselves. It's just so, so selfish. Like that act is just, who do you think you are that you think you can do this and that you think it's so fucked up in my head. I can't. It gets me really, really upset because then we see the cases before Tonka and there's a pattern there, you know? Why do you think the result is going to be different if you keep making the same mistakes? You know? Yeah. I was so upset and my jaw was on the floor the whole time. Not as much as the man with 1,000 kids, but this one had me angry.
Right. Because I think part of too is like it's an innocent animal in the sense that, I mean, you have people who are taking them and putting them in their homes. And even if they're building structure, I mean, they're just not qualified to house these animals. They're basically imprisoning them, you know, because then they're not even with other chimps. Too. So it's not like they can interact with another chimpanzee. Like they're usually caged by themselves, like one. Mm-hmm. And then they just sort of play with them through the bars of like, oh, give me your hand. Let's play.
It's so
they don't even have contact.
No, it's awful. Yeah. And I wanted to bring up the let's talk about the director because he's so well known after Tiger King that he can't. Like, he needs to send a proxy.
I love that.
Which I thought was the smartest thing ever.
So smart.
Because it's like, how do I get information, you know, without them knowing it's me? And hiring a person that is an actor and that...
Well, he was a clown. Yeah, he was in Barnum and Bailey Circus. So he works with animals and especially chimpanzees.
And he knows this. Exactly.
So he can build that trust with them where it's like, oh, but I'm on your side. I've worked with chimps. Like, I know chimps. I love chimps. We have that in common. Mm-hmm, so you build that camaraderie. So they're willing to just be open with you.
Yeah, I think... that like blew my mind because when he said I'm just gonna send a proxy, I was like, oh, okay, that's interesting. But the fact that, you know, I started watching it thinking like this is gonna be quick, but no, this is like dive in documentary. Again, I found out that it was the director through the documentary when he's saying I did Tiger King and like people kind of hate me now, you know. Which they fucking shouldn't. He did the right thing. Mm-hmm. Let's go back to some of the other chimps that kind of lost their shit, you know? And so there was that case in Connecticut that the chimp actually killed the victim. He, like, ripped her face off completely.
No, she lived, didn't she?
No, the one that lived was, it wasn't the one in Connecticut. It was a different one. There were two cases that they showed us.
That's sad that there's more than one, is what's...
Exactly.
Like, this shouldn't be happening.
It's the same. It's the same thing, like...
My thing is, is PETA really doing everything that they can? That's my thing, too, is that they're trying to seem like such saviors and, oh, we care about the animals. Then why does this shit keep happening?
Yeah, I also, I keep thinking, once you know, first, let's have some laws. Like, if you have some kind of site that is for with animals and stuff, where are the inspections on a monthly basis?
Thank you.
You know how they do inspections for us humans, like our apartments, properties,
restaurants.
How is there not an inspection for fucking restaurants for a place that has animals to see the conditions on a monthly basis? Like if you really want to do this the right way, you don't have set laws and you need to have them. And if PETA was doing that, you know, or fighting that, I'm sure we would have had it a long time ago. You know, it shouldn't take a random person to like write to them and be like, hey, by the way, you know, this ain't looking too good. I don't know much, but I don't think these are the right conditions for an animal. You know, how is there somebody not going in and checking on these places?
And some of them probably aren't even registered. I mean, the fact that it was like Connie was basically breeding chimpanzees and selling them sort of like on the black market. And people are buying them, especially capuchins, like those little like monkeys. And
on Facebook, public knowledge.
And it's like people just have monkeys in their house. So it's not like they're in a reserve or whatever. Huh?
The audacity. How?
Like, that should be illegal.
That should be illegal.
Like, no.
So, yeah, I just wanted to, like, bring up those two cases because there was one case that was...
Well, yeah, I'm sorry. You were going to say that she, like, her face was ripped off.
Her face was ripped off, and I guess, like, he, like, kind of, like, dragged her, too. And then I think he, like, bit off a whole ass leg or something. She bled to death. And then the second one was the last one that we saw in, like, the last episode-ish, you know, that she remained alive. She is okay, but... The chimpanzee went in on her core, on her stomach area, and on a thigh, you know? And she survived by the grace of God.
Yeah.
You know?
And it sucks, though. Like, I feel bad for this poor girl, because basically it was the mother's chimpanzee, and the daughter just went to stay with her mom, and she was like down in a basement area, and they should have locked the door and they didn't. So that's how I think Buck was the chimpanzee's name. Buck gets down there and he attacks the daughter, because I'm sure they're protective too, you know, like that's their territory. So the poor daughter gets attacked, and the mom was so calm on the phone.
Like, nothing.
Yeah, she's like, hi, yes, can I get an ambulance and an armed officer out here? My daughter's being attacked by my chimpanzee. Thank you. Oh, and headshot. Shoot it in the head. Thank you. Which they do, which, that's so sad, too. Like, I kind of get it, because, like, I don't know, but it just seems like, are there no other resources or options? Like, you, I know it just attacked someone, but under the conditions that they're living in, you can't tranquilize it and then transport it to a better environment for them.
So Buck, I just like looked it up real quick. Buck was the one in Oregon. And he was, when he was separated from his mother, he was 21 years old, and he was acquired by Tamara,
right?
That was her name? Am I pronouncing that right?
Yeah, Tamara, that's right. And the son, I love when he was like, my wonderful mother! Only you can tell he's being so sarcastic, because I guess his mom is a bitch.
And a drunk. Literally.
And a drunk.
Yes. And then, I said, let's see, in Oregon, there was, it was banned, the private possession of chimpanzees. So obviously that, and other dangerous animals, but allowed animals like Buck, who were already permitted by the state to stay with the humans who had acquired them. But she violated the conditions on, or where, you know, he can live in. But he was the one that was shot
in the head.
Right here. He was in the basement. And she claimed that her daughter, who had a pre-existing brain injury, had left a gate open. said that the authorities were to blame because their order to stop allowing Buck to roam freely led to this increased agitation. Girl, the chimpanzee cannot go freely in civilization.
Blame everyone like, but yourself.
Oh.
No accountability. Because that's right, she was taking him to, like, restaurants and car rides and stuff. But then also it's like, well, that stops and you're just keeping it in the house in a small contained area. Yeah, it's going to attack someone. I'm sorry. Yes, like that, that energy has to go somewhere.
Oh my God. Ugh. It's just so fucking sad. It just breaks my heart. But yeah, I wanted to like dive into that case. And it's like, and the fact that she doesn't like take fucking responsibility. She's like, oh, my daughter already had a fucking like a brain injury already. I'm like, girl, come on.
And she like moved there to help her mom, so thanks a lot. Rude. Your daughter's there to do you a favor. Jesus she Christ. Gets attacked and then you blame her because you want to
so fucking ungrateful.
You want to keep a primate in your home. Okay.
Ugh. Well, so, and then what happens next? We see the whole thing with PETA trying to get all the chimpanzees from her, from Tanya.
Oh, wait. So, mm-hmm. Connie has, now she's turned it into that primate conservative, whatever.
Primate Foundation.
Thank you.
Missouri.
Right. Nonprofit.
Whatever.
And then.
Yeah.
Does it, PETA files a lawsuit against her and Tanya takes it on.
Yes.
Which is crazy.
Which was so weird to me.
Yeah. I'd be like, good luck with that. And I'd be like,
I mean, the lady, Connie was so smart. She was like, get me out of here real quick.
She wanted out for sure. I don't know what possessed Tanya to take it on, but she does. So her name sort of replaces Connie's.
Is that selfishness? I think she did that because in her head, I think she thought she could, it was the only way that she was going to be able to keep Tonka.
She probably has a savior complex. You know?
Yeah.
That's what it seemed like. Like with her kids too, that she just wants to like be needed and save people and feel wanted and nurturing and a caregiver and all that.
It's so weird to me.
Me too.
It's so weird to me. And then, she just takes over it. That goes to shit because PETA is like, you need to fix everything, but not, like, she kind of, like, paints the place. That's pretty much it.
Like, sweeps up their shit. Feeds them all the McDonald's.
Girl, no.
So much McDonald's. Like, is that a normal primate diet? Processed chicken nuggets and French fries and chocolate milk?
So bad. It's so bad. Like, if it's not good for humans, it's not going to be good for them either.
Right. And they're probably more fragile than we are.
Gatorade.
Yeah, it was like Powerade. And I was like, why are they drinking energy drinks?
Oh, my God. And to be in a cage, like, they can't even, like, let go of that energy. It's so selfish, the whole thing. It was just disgusting. Mm-hmm. But then PETA comes, and it's like, this is not what we had talked to. They try to negotiate with her. There's a back and forth. She makes up shit all the time.
They take her to court.
And then finally, they take her to court, and they're like, we're taking your kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to take. There's
away from
seven
you.
Chimpanzees that they're going to take. And, oh, mm-hmm. Tanya can't then, be on property when it happens.
Yes. So what does she do? She takes fucking Tonka and she leaves the other six, which is so funny because I don't know about you, Trace, but I was giving her the benefit of the doubt until she was on that fucking conference call and she started crying like a maniac.
Oh
and
my.
I was like, I don't believe you now. You are overcompensating here.
Like that. So fucking fake. For me, I was like, well, okay. She had mentioned... That was pretty good, right? She had mentioned...
That was so good.
She had mentioned in an interview with the director that Tonka had a heart condition and he's a sick chimp. And you're like, okay, like, he's older. He's in his 30s. Like, that's, you know, kind of far along. So maybe he really did, like, they just put him down because they're like, instead of moving him somewhere and he's sick, we'll just let it go. And then when she took out the ashes, it looked like brownie mix.
Like, I was going to say, like Dunkin' hot chocolate.
Yeah. Mix. Yes. Yes, exactly. Like, it's really like a dark brown powder.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't think ashes look like that. Yeah. I know it's a monkey, but if they're very similar to us, I imagine it'd be a little bit whiter.
Yeah. So, she's like pushing this lie for a while because she's saying like, "Well, like I don't have anything to gain from this.
Where would I keep him?
Like, Why would I lie and all this stuff?" And then like, when she hops off that call and then she calls someone else and she's like, "We won. I just have to keep him hidden." I was like, "This fucking bitch."
I do love, you know, real quick on the so they're doing the Zoom call about Tonka, basically that she has to show evidence that he's dead, and she's like, "Oh no, you need to show evidence that he's alive," which I kind of love that she did that. But at one point when she does her sob fest and they're like, "We're gonna take a 10-minute recess," and then they come back and the lawyer for PETA, and he's talking and she's like, "Boy, this guy's a fucking idiot," or something like that. And the judge is like, Miss Haddix, your mic is still on." I kind of
love that. That was funny. It was so funny. I was like, "Oh." I mean, girl, like, what? In the moment she started crying like that, I was like, okay, so she's lying. Yeah. She has the fucking chimpanzee.
Yeah.
And, you know, her switch, because she was like, "Ah," and no tears. And the switch when she hops off the call and she's like,
"Fine,
nothing." And she calls that person and we won. I just have to keep him hidden. Mm-hmm. And then she goes to the basement and the monkey's right there.
And that's what bugs the shit out of me, because the lawyer from PETA is like, we're exhausting our resources looking for Tonka, and it shows people like flying all over the place, and it's like, you didn't get a warrant to search her fucking house?
That, and second, I'm like, if you're following her and you see her going to the grocery store and she's buying all this fucking food, hello?
Yeah.
What is this?
Right.
Or you're just choosing not to, like, look. Yeah.
You know? I think their mistake, too, is that they said that she couldn't be on the property when PETA and the U.S. Marshals and all them came to take the chimps. They should have had an officer following her.
With her. Yeah, the whole time.
Because then this shit wouldn't have happened.
Or she could have been there the whole time.
Sure.
I would have had her there with a police officer.
Right, just like maybe off the property, like across the street.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Because now no one has eyes on her. They don't know what she had done leading up to it, which was to basically kidnap Tonka and go on the run.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then she takes it to this guy, Sai, I think his name was, who has been in jail already for the same shit.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Oh, yeah, I mean," and all I kept thinking, I was like, this is so selfish. Mm-hmm. So freaking selfish of them to be like, "Yeah, I don't give a fuck. I want to keep the animals." And he's talking about, like, what he's going to build. I'm like, with what money?
Right. And it's, like, a huge two-domed building. And it's like, dude, Disney's not even going to do that. Like, you who...
Also, they're not meant to live there.
No.
They're not meant to live there.
Not at all.
You don't have, like, a sanctuary. You don't have, like, a wildlife center thing that is huge. Like, you don't have it. You don't. There's no way. And she's like, "Oh, yeah, I trust him. A guy that has been in jail already." And then, I don't know what the fuck happened. And she's like, "Actually, never mind. I'm taking him home."
Yeah.
You know, because she kind of, like, goes visit a lot, and then she just switches her mind. Which is also, you know, we don't know what's going to happen on the last episode. But I kept thinking, I haven't seen Tonka out once with her, which is so scary because I don't think he's ever been out unless he's sedated.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So whenever that happens, if it happens, because we have no idea, it's going to be a disaster.
Right.
Because he, it's like that little taste of freedom. This is why they go... They go crazy.
They go apeshit.
You know, it's like, exactly. Exactly.
And I think that's like the thing is that she must know that it is a dangerous animal. It's a wild animal. So that's why she doesn't let him out of his cage. You know, she just plays Ever. With him behind the glass and through the bars.
She's like, let's play hide and seek. I'm like, what?
Where's he gonna
What's
hide?
Wrong with you?
So it's like she knows.
Oh, I guess in the cage, Trace. He's gonna hide in the cage.
Behind, was there a tire swing? Stand behind that. Yeah. So it's like she knows. I don't think she's a dumb woman. So it's like if you feel that you're not gonna be safe letting him out, then maybe you should just not have him in your home. I don't know.
It's just, it's selfish. They're doing it for them. Right. Because she's like, oh, it's for him. Like, they're not going to know how to treat him or whatever. I'm like, you're being the most selfish person. And the fact that you were able to sedate him, mm-hmm. if he has, like, a heart condition, you were able to sedate him to take him away. But they can't sedate him.
Right. Which makes me wonder, you know, if that's even true.
Exactly. Exactly. When she was telling, like, the thing, like, the doctor said, like, by this day, I was like, I don't believe you for a second. You lied to us for months saying that he was dead. Why would we believe that he's so sick?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, oh, that's, like, as much as he can do, you know? And I'm like, well, yeah, he has no space.
Right, he's getting no exercise, so of course, and you're feeding him McDonald's. Like, of course he's going to be a little chunk.
Oh, God.
But I love when they, the director, not the proxy, the real one, Eric Good, he takes the conversation that Tanya had with the proxy director about that Tonka's still alive, but that the doctor mm-hmm. is suggesting that they do put him down. And they mm-hmm. take it to the PETA lawyer, and he's like, thanks for sharing this information. Which is sort of where they, like, leave it off. But
that's exactly. The
whole thing is all these other cases that have happened where it's, like, these owners, it's not fun for them anymore. So they're like, how can I get rid of this animal?
Mm-hmm.
Which, that's so fucked up, too.
It's
like, oh,
so
I don't want it
up.
Anymore. Because it's not like
it's
a
like,
little baby
do the right
chimp.
Thing. Yeah, it's so weird. It's so weird. And it's selfish. Like, it's just they're only thinking of themselves the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I wanted to, like, talk about Alan Cumming.
I love him.
I know. He's so... I've always loved him mm-hmm. as an actor. But I was thinking, like, he is offering the $10,000 reward for the missing chimpanzee. For Tonka, basically. But it's just... It just didn't sit well with me because, again, the whole thing with, like, PETA is, like, how come you never looked at her own place?
That's what I'm saying. Like, they're using all this money and these resources, at least they're saying, to go and find this chimpanzee. And it's like, they're not starting with the most obvious place. Like, if she's going to steal the chimp, she wants it with her. So why wouldn't you find where she moved, where she's living, mm-hmm. and get a warrant to search her place?
Get a warrant.
Mm-hmm. Because look, that's where it was. It was in her basement. I don't know. They're
right
not
there,
detectives,
right
but I don't know.
It's so obvious that it was at her place, too.
I know. That's why I'm like, are
That's
they really trying
so
that hard?
Annoying. I don't think they were trying hard at all.
They say they care about the animals, but I don't know. Sometimes it was, like, questioning it a little bit. Like, I feel that they love their agenda and...
Yes.
You know, that they want to be like, oh, we're champions for these...
Poor
animals. Yeah. But are you actually following through with, like, the safety... Because even the lawsuit and, like, them taking so long even to get those chimps out of there. Like you said, send an inspector. Because that's the thing. They told, okay, Tanya, clean it up. Did they even send anyone out there to make sure that she was doing it?
Nobody. She was, like, sending pictures. I'm like, where are the laws? Where are the rules? Right. What are we doing here?
Yeah.
It's so unfair to these animals, too. You know, and... I kept thinking, like, these are the cases that we know about. You know, we don't know how many out there are like that. You know, these are the fatal cases,
right,
that we know about. And who knows?
And then I'm sure it'll happen again.
Other...
Oh, and what, like, 100%. Things that haven't been reported? Because the owner takes it out themselves. Like, they don't even call the cops.
And how all the consequences, like, notice how nothing happens to the owner of the chimpanzee. Everyone around them pays for it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
It's so heartbreaking. The real kids of the parents pay for it. Because if my mom tells me she loves the monkey more than me, I would fucking lose my shit. That's number one. So over there, there's, like, major trauma. That's one. Second thing is, like, I'm sorry, the breastfeeding. I just had to go back to it real quick.
Hashtag never forget.
Never forget. Traumatizing. And, you know, even for the husband to be like, oh, yeah, cool. I'm like, you have major
I could
issues.
See him walking in the room, seeing the baby and the chimp on, and just going right back out, walking in and being like, mm-mm, and just walking right back out of the room.
Oh, hell yeah. No. I'd be like, I'm moving out.
He got in his truck and went down to the bar and got a drink. He got a beer.
Oh, my God.
I was like, what the fuck did I just see? It's true. But like you said, that's just the obsession with these animals, that it's like people care so much for them and they treat them like humans. But they're not.
But then, like, you're not even treating your fucking kids like that. I know. You know? Well, you're treating the animals like that. And then, like, the emotional damage you're creating at home.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that Tanya said on national TV, or, well, like, on the news, where she was like, I love these kids more than I love my own children. And then they interviewed her son, and he even said, yeah, I know she said that, and yeah, that really hurt my feelings, but...
Oh, God.
I felt really bad for him.
I know, I feel bad for everyone around them, because, like, all of them, you would see... This, they would say, this doesn't look good, and they would fucking report it, or, you know, I gotta stay away because I don't want to be fucking part of this.
Right. And it's,
you know, it affected everyone except the psychopaths.
Right.
The narcissists.
Yeah. Like, everyone else is getting fucked over or reaping the repercussions.
It's really hard for me to understand how in their head it's like, yeah, this is right, you know. I mean, there's many things in life that I'm always like, how do you think that was right?
Right. Because I'm
and I'm not the most righteous person either, but there are some things that are really obvious, like that one.
Yeah.
God.
No, yeah. No words, even though
no
we've had a few,
words.
But...
Exactly.
But also,
well,
what?
You know, also, what the fuck? Yeah. This episode will be, like, breastfeeding episode. So I just still can't get over that. But what I was gonna say is that the show leaves us. They know that she has Tonka, that she has him in. She's hidden him. But then I paused it because I didn't even want to see preview of what's gonna happen. Mm-hmm. It also tells us that I think in my opinion, what's gonna happen is that she's gonna kill Tonka.
Okay.
Before, because that was like her only solution for her not to go to jail.
Right.
You know? Yeah. And I think that's what she's gonna do. But it leaves us hanging completely, you know, for the last episode. And the fact that the film crew tells PETA, what you were saying before, Tracy, hey, like, this is what she told us. And the fact that she just blurs that out, like...
She's like, I said that he was dead, but it's not true. And I said that these were his ashes, but it's just dirt. And basically just... But that's what I'm saying before, like, building that trust with that proxy director. That was so smart, because if that hadn't been there... She never would have come clean about any of this.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So.
And let me say also, like, the fact that there were times that I would give her the benefit of the doubt.
Sure. Yeah, me too. I was like, because maybe.
Maybe he died. That's all, yeah. I kept thinking. Maybe he died. Right. Until she started crying. Fake crying. Oh my God, that was so good.
White bitches crying.
I love it. That was perfect, Trace. That was really, really good. I was going to say something else about her, you know, just having those, like, bipolar moments of, like, going, like, from 100 to, like, 180 or, like, 90. It was just, like, so, like, this, yeah, when it came to the chimpanzees. And I wonder... like, how she's going to react when she finds out that the director
snitched,
told PETA, and that and also that the proxy director is not the actual director.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think she's going to be pissed. I want to
know where that's going to go.
Right.
I did look up the Rotten Tomatoes score as of now. They have not put the audience score yet. Mm. It's 95%.
Oh.
I mean, that director is really fucking good, because honestly, from the beginning, I was hooked. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the showing us all these other stories, like, kind of parallel to what's going on, right, he's really talented. Yeah. You know,
it just tied in really nicely.
And if
together.
He's making a lot of money, he deserves,
yeah,
it.
Yeah, good for him.
Because it's also like a lot of investigation, you know, and hearing everyone's point of, right, view.
And I think bringing, you know, awareness.
He wanted to hear, exactly. Yeah. Bringing the awareness. He wants to hear the crazy person's point of view. He wants to hear PETA's point of view. He wants to hear people around it point of view, victims of it. Right. You know, so I really mm-hmm, I really like the way he's directing, but
and
we still don't know where it is gonna go.
Well, you know, you said that you think that Tanya's gonna kill Tonka. I kind of feel like maybe PETA will get there in time, and they'll be able to get him out, and I think they're gonna slap some charges on Tanya.
Okay.
And I think she won't get a lot of time, but I think she will get prison. So.
Okay. Oh, yeah. She'll probably get, like, a couple of years. That's it.
Yeah.
And I was also thinking, like, because I did think of that, too. I was like, maybe they'll get time. But I was like, everything takes so long with them.
The judicial system is forever. And right now, where are we? It's, like, 2021.
But the search warrant. Like,
I know.
How...
And that's easy to
How
get.
How was that not, like...
Like, I mean, if you have probable cause, which I think in this instance they would have. A judge would have said, oh, yeah.
You have a recording.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
You have the evidence of her saying that the chimpanzee is alive. Right. So hopefully they'll do that.
Justice hopefully for Tonka. Because at the please, end of the day, that's what it's about. Hashtag. These poor chimps. Like, it should be about them.
Hashtag justice for Tonka. Hashtag breastfeeding.
They're going right next to each other. That's it. Done.
Right. hashtag 2024. Oh, man.
Chimps on nips. Yo, this,
yeah. Oh, my God. That's so good. That's really,
oh, my
good.
Gosh.
Hashtag psychological repercussions.
Oh, forever.
Man. Yeah. Hashtag the last one, never forget.
Yeah. No.
Well, so part two is going to come out next week. So we're going to watch the latest episode this Sunday. We're really, really excited. We will leave the interesting facts for that. Because for these, they're not fun facts. They're interesting. We'll leave the interesting facts for episode two, part two of this little documentary saga that we're on. And if you haven't watched it and you listen to us, I would say go watch it before the next episode, because it's really interesting and it's important for us to know what the fuck are crazy people doing out there. It's usually townies, man.
Yeah,
why do
I don't
they
know.
Do shit like that?
It blows my mind, because it's like, okay, listen, I get you're bored, but also like, these chimpanzees are not cheap. How are they affording them? They're living in these, like, sorry, crap towns and can barely afford a roof over their head, yet they can afford a chimp and everything that it eats. Sorry.
I'm
sorry
either.
To say it, but.
Yeah.
So if you live in a small town, sorry, like, but.
Ow. Yeah, we're so sorry. You know, and it's important that you get out of there for a little bit, even if you come back. To get out, see more of the city life and how crazy it is with humans as well, but in a different way. And I was gonna say too that there's like a type of people that do this. You know, I said townies, but these women all look kind of the same. They have
Bumpy.
The same backgrounds, you know. Yeah, it's like they need to be loved somehow. Yeah. Somehow.
I kind of wish that we knew a little bit more about these women, like Connie's upbringing. I mean, like, they kind of went into some stuff, but, like, their upbringing. Like, do they have daddy issues, abandonment issues? Like, there's got to be some psychological stuff there.
100%. I agree.
Because, don't get me wrong, the chimps are cute. I'd play with a little chimp for a little bit, but I'm not going to keep one.
I'm just like, anything that's a wild animal, I don't want it on me. I'm good.
Yeah, I get it.
I'm sorry. Like, I there's so many diseases, too. Like, no.
Monkey pox. You know?
There you go. Mm. No, but like,
yeah, I get it.
We have domestic animals. Why do we need the ones that are not?
You know,
like, why are we like that? Why are we? Oh, it's so selfish of humanity. Jesus. Okay. That was my judgment zone of the day.
Yeah. You won your soapbox, but it's true. It's true, though. I get it.
Yeah. Well, guys. That's it for today. We will talk to you next week.
For part two. So stay tuned.
For part two. Subscribe, like, comment, rate, review, all the good stuff. And yeah, we'll see you soon.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.